hope that it's clear on this Wednesday, March 28th, 2012, one day, actually, oh, I guess a little more than 24 hours, whatever. Tomorrow, our great event at the Virginia Theater will be happening. And at this point, I don't even know if there's tickets left because I didn't get a call late last night to hear how many was left. I think there was only like 30 or 40 last I heard, but there's still a chance if you want to go to the community appreciation concert. I guess the best recommendation would be to call the Virginia Theater at 217-356-9063, 217-356-9063, and see if there are still tickets left for tomorrow night's event. It's our community appreciation event featuring Steve Green, Twyla Paris, Wayne Watson, and Michael Card, along with the Singing Men of GNN. Doors open at 6 p.m., and the Singing Men will present. I think we're going to actually present at about 6:10 because we have about 12 songs that we want to sing, and we have to be done by about 7 minutes to 7 so I can share some words with everyone and then introduce our artists for the evening. But be there early. The first 750 people will get a $5 coupon, $5 off on any two dinners at the Olive Garden restaurant in Champaign. And actually, throughout the month of April, on Tuesday nights at the Olive Garden restaurant in Champaign, we're going to have a special meet and greet, a Great News Radio meet and greet, and we'll have authors and artists and musicians every Tuesday from 4 to 6 p.m. Actually, this is the first time I've announced this, Jason, and you'll actually be a part of our meet and greet on Tuesday, April 10th, along with author Jeff Goldberg and all these different authors and artists and musicians. We'll try to have them interviewed. Next Monday, I'm going to have Urbana firefighter and author Dave Wisher in the studio to talk about his new book, Answer the Call. But every Monday or Tuesday, I'll have different authors, artists, musicians interviewed, and then there'll be a meet and greet where you can purchase their CD or their book and then come out to the Olive Garden restaurant. And the manager there, Jason, I was going to say Jason Schiffo, that's you, Jason Hodges, he offers discounts on everyone's meal. So it'll be a great time to meet the Great News Radio staff, to get caught up on what's happening locally, get to meet and greet these artists and authors and have a fun time. And you got to eat anyway, so we'll have more to say about
that. You do something, don't you research it, like with the actors before they do something, they research a character? Mm-hmm. So while we were on vacation, we went to the Olive Garden just to research it.
Yes.
So I can tell you that the peppers and Italian sausage and the strawberry lemonade is amazing.
Very good. Well, yeah. We're going to have you in a couple of weeks, and I hope many of our listeners will come out tomorrow. We'll say a little more about it tomorrow at the event. Anyways, in the studio today, we're glad you're here because we have 6-year-old, even though I really think you're like 16 years old, 6-year-old Jacob. And I like the spelling of your name, J-A-K-O-B. What do you think about that name?
I like it.
And you did something with your dad, mom, and your two sisters this past week. You went to a museum. Where is that? Is that in Ohio? Is that...
It's right inside of Kentucky. I mean, you're literally 7 minutes from the Ohio River and the border between Kentucky and, well, wouldn't that be Indiana? It's very weird. You come out of Indiana, you go into Ohio, you go south just for a few minutes, come back into Indiana and go back into Kentucky. Jacob was going, have we left Indiana yet? And we're like, yeah, we're in Ohio. And then we're like, we're back in Indiana. He's like, oh, man. And we're like, no, we're in Kentucky.
Yeah, and it's what? 4 to 5 hours away. It's not, I can't remember how far away it is.
4 hours and 8 minutes from Champaign. But wait a second, Jacob, where did we go this week?
I don't think I remember.
What museum did we go to?
The Creation Museum.
Oh, and we're going to not only talk about that today, but I know we're working on getting Ken Ham on the air and some other people affiliated with that. It's a great museum, and it's a biblically based museum. The creation story is recounted in a lot of creative ways, and there's a lot of things to it. So we're going to talk about that a little
today.
Yeah,
we loved it when you got there. There was a big, huge sign that's on the front gate that we noticed that said, this is private property owned by Christians. So it let people know right away that this is Christian property governed by Christian values. So it was really interesting that I saw that there. And I guess that when I talked to one of the people on staff that they did that because they wanted to let people know right away what we believe when you get in there. So I really loved it. Isn't that biblical? Deuteronomy 6, on the door frame of your house and on your gates.
day and night.
Yeah.
You recite it to your children or grandchildren. Yeah. And they have evangelistic messages. I mean, I know you're really encouraged after your visit and talking with the staff members to set up some of the people. But you were saying, Mark, I think this individual came to Christ.
Yeah.
Through they have a message. They tell the story, the creation story.
You have the whole museum, which is basically just talking about the creation narrative, talking about why they believe it's literal days and not millions of years. But then the last thing that you do before you get to where they have a store and they have a coffee shop and they have all that, the last thing in the museum, you sit through a 10-minute film called The Last Adam, which is the gospel. They start out by, there's a guy and he's got a Tyrannosaurus tooth or something, and he says, you know, this is old, but you know, there's something even older.
Hmm.
And he talks about it, and then they have this Roman guard who talks, you know, he's like, I didn't believe. I mean, I believed in my gods till I saw the curtain torn. And it goes through this whole thing, and I'm looking around during this presentation, and me, honestly, my eyes are getting watery because I'm going, man, this is the gospel. And I'm looking around, and there are other people with tears in their eyes. Mm-hmm. And then this one guy left, and they've got people there who can help you accept Christ. They've got some more literature. They've got some commitment cards. They've got a bunch of stuff. I mean, it's like a full-blown ministry to accept Jesus Christ afterwards that you would find in any church, and they did it there.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to a lot of places that say they're Christian, but they look a lot like the world.
Mm-hmm.
And this place intentionally said that the last thing we're going to do before we set you free is to make sure you have the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so incredible. I mean, I left out of there. You could have catapulted me out of there. I mean, I was so excited that the gospel was given and that I then saw somebody who was responding to the gospel.
Mm-hmm. And it's a state of the art. This isn't like
right.
a hokey museum.
No.
I mean, this is state of the art, like that Ark area that they have, the building of Noah's Ark, and then some of the different museum pieces or the dinosaurs and how they explain the dinosaurs and use portions of scripture out of Job and other illustrations and just how the narrative is written out. You go through different areas of this museum, and it's just well done. It's classy. And then did you get your picture taken as a family?
Oh, we did, but we never went back to go look at it because I don't know.
Oh, there's so much to do there. And then outside, they have like some animals you can pet and gardens and
right.
like a park. And
The picture is like you're supposed to stand and then you're all supposed to look to the left and act scared. And they superimpose dinosaurs behind you like they're attacking you. And I go, we got three kids. We have pictures like this at home where we look scared. So this isn't that big of a deal.
Yeah, we do this all the time.
Yeah, we always look like we're about to get eaten or set on fire.
Yeah.
So it's good. But Jacob, what was your favorite part of the museum?
I liked pretty much all of it.
Pretty much all of it? But was there one part where you're like, wow, that's amazing?
Pretty much every part of it.
Pretty yeah. much every part
Did
of it?
Did you like that dinosaur, like when you walk down that one area and they have like the Indians and the campfire or something and some of those dinosaurs that kind of move around or look down at you? Or you like any of that part?
I
pretty much liked all of it?
Yes.
and you got, when we got outside, what did you get to ride?
A camel.
You'd never ridden a camel before, had you?
No.
And what was his name?
I forgot.
I think his name wasn't it Mo? Because I think we called him Mo the Camo.
Oh, jeez.
I think so.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that with us. Do you want to return someday?
Yes.
How come?
To talk about something else.
Oh, you meant return to the studio here or return to the museum?
Return to the museum.
Okay. And do you want to return to the studio someday too?
Yes.
You want a morning show with Mark? You want to do like a Thursday or a Friday show?
Yes.
Mark and Jacob in the morning?
What kind of things will you and Mark talk about in the morning?
I don't know.
Well, you got to have some ideas of things to talk about.
We'll think of something.
You'll probably study and prepare like your dad does each and every week. Do you see him reading a lot of books and studying his Bible each mm-hmm. and every week?
Yes.
Do you have a favorite sermon that your dad has preached? This could be like an Art Link letter thing where, oops, did my son actually say that? Do you have a favorite topic that your father preaches on that you like? Like transubstantiation or... Just everything that he preaches on you liked, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good answer. Well, how was it for you? You've been in our area close to 9 months, and this was literally the first time you got to actually take a few days off where you didn't have all the burden of all the tasks and the preparation for Sunday service. I mean, though you still were doing some things in texting and posting and having to do some updates, you got to have some quality time with your family and a lot of laughter and humor and fun and just unwinding. And really, it's kind of the first time you've done that in the last 8 or 9 months, I think.
That's probably the first time we've done that, I would say, in 2 years, because the time we would count vacation is when we moved here, and we had just had a baby, and we packed everything up in the car the same week and moved, so it was kind of crazy. So this is the first time that we've ever gone somewhere and just said, hey, we're just going to go enjoy ourselves and laugh and have a good time. And so it was great. Just a great 4 hours and something in the car. I mean, stop and get some coffee. Just great conversation with my wife in the car. We got there in the museum about noon and went to the museum and just enjoyed that as a family. And then I said, hey, I just want some good Southern food because we're in Kentucky. This is interesting, though. So I put on my Facebook status, I said, we're in Kentucky. I want some Southern food or something. And one of the people who I know who lives in Kentucky responded back that Northern Kentucky is not really the South yet.
So they have a dividing line.
To which I responded, anything south of central Illinois is south. Isn't that just relative to where you're standing?
Yeah.
So I said, well, I'm in the South. I want to get something good. So we went to a little place called Mr. Herb's. And it was definitely like you walked in and you said, like, oh, this is interesting. But I had pulled pork and coleslaw and homemade hush puppies, and Tasha had some homemade everything that came out was homemade, including the barbecue sauces. It was amazing. So we had this great dinner as a family, went back to the hotel, and we swam and then made our way back very slowly back here. Just a great time to – I don't think I've slept that late ever. The first day of vacation, we didn't get out of bed till noon. We slept until noon. And me and my wife are like, this is crazy. You know, we kept thinking maybe the kids had what happened because we didn't hear them. They were in the other room watching cartoons. But it was just great. And the museum was really great. I love going to see something that's been done well. And the Creation Museum, I would tell anybody, it's 4 hours and it's not that far. It's the quickest 4 hours you ever get. And when you get there, you're going to go, this was so worth it. Mm-hmm. And it was just a great a Christian message done well. I mean, and sometimes that's the problem that I have. You go and you see something that we would call Christian, and the production values are just horrible. I mean, it's like you, as you're watching it or doing it, you're going, I have to practice grace as I'm watching this, or I'm involved in this. And this was something, the minute I walked in, I go, somebody who knew about museums and knew about, and later on I found out that the person who designed the Universal theme park is the same person. He's a Christian. He was done with Universal. He came and he helped set that up, design it, put it all together. Mm-hmm. And it was just amazing. From the minute you get into the minute you leave, you go, I think I've been in a high-quality museum. And everything is presented well. And there's a lot of humor. I'm going to tell you there's a lot of humor. We get in there, and you walk in the main room, and it's got these big mastodon skeleton, and they've got kind of a diorama with, I think you said it, there's Indians and there's dinosaurs. But it's this amazing room that kind of gives you this prehistoric kind of world all around you before you get into the actual entrance of the museum. And they have little glass cases where they have like some chameleons. They're trying to – I can't remember exactly what they're trying to show you. But one of them was out of order. You know, like one of them was something – you know, so it's empty. And they had a big sign on it that said, currently out of order. Sorry, we live in a fallen world.
Yeah, yes.
And I go, not only is it biblical, not only is it well done, but they have a sense of humor. Like they, it was just real. I loved it. And the gentleman who was the – I guess you want to say maybe like Ken Ham's second in charge, his name is Mark Lloyd. He came out and personally met us and greeted us, just to explain kind of some of the mission of the museum, what the museum was all about. And it was just a great personal time. I mean, this is a guy who's, you know, I mean, he's got all kinds of irons in the fire. I did a little look on the internet and was trying to figure out who he was, so I knew who I was meeting with, so we kind of had some things to talk about. And it's like this guy took time out of all that to come out and just personally greet my family and, you know, just make sure if there's anything special we needed, to point out some things that we should make sure that we go and see or be a part of. So it was really great.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that reminds me of something that you have as a practice that you do on vacation and with Jacob here in the studio. And I think this will be kind of delightful for our listeners to know about. And I just thought it was such a great practice where you pick out your favorite cereal.
Oh, yeah. What cereal did you get, Jacob?
chocolate pebbles.
Yeah.
Now tell everyone what the Schiffo family does when it's vacation time.
Yeah, when it's vacation time, we go to the store and you get to pick out one box of cereal that you normally at our house, if you come in, there's like a bran flake, wheat flake, and then there's Cheerios. And my wife is pretty adamant about not a lot of ingredients in the cereal and no high fructose corn syrup and all that. So when we go on vacation, you get to go to the store and you get to pick out one box of cereal that you never get to have any other time. And so everybody picks out a box. And so I'm getting old because I got like oat bran squares or something, but they're really good. I mean, Jacob, you got what did you get again?
Chocolate pebbles.
And what did Molly get?
Chocolate Cheerios.
And what did Mom get?
I forgot.
What were those little pillows? They look like little pillows. And what were in the middle of them?
Chocolate.
And then what did Abigail get? Me and Mom were arguing about a cereal. So then we decided since Abigail's not old enough to vote yet, we just, kind of imperial power. So I think she got some kind of cinnamon shredded wheat.
So nobody got Frosted Flakes?
No, Frosted Flakes are,
I grew up on Frosted Flakes.
Mark, only chocolate cereals. Do you know your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? You already don't drink coffee. I'm worried about you. I've been praying for you every single
day. I'm already
a
step away. So when you have vacation time, everyone gets to pick out their favorite, junk food.
Oh, yeah,
cereal.
We go in the cereal aisle, and it's no holds barred. And then, because we knew we were going to be in the car for a long time, everybody picked out a snack. You got to pick out a treat.
And no matter how junk food it is, they get to pick out
their
one.
Yeah, but you know what?
The
interesting thing is, because we don't do that kind of stuff all year long, I mean, if we have treats in our house, it's generally Tasha bakes something. Yeah. She'll bake brownies or cookies or something. Since we don't have that in the house, I think Molly picked goldfish crackers, cheese goldfish crackers, which we have a lot in our house. Mm. Jacob, what was your snack? You're doing that. That just builds the anticipation for the listener.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear this.
I got strawberry cereal bar.
Oh, strawberry cereal.
So we're walking down the aisle. You can get anything you want. And he got strawberry cereal bars. Molly got goldfish crackers. Tasha was the only one who kind of, she got some kind of nut mix with like espresso beans and chocolate covered stuff. But we get a treat so you can eat it in the car. And then, that's kind of our rule. We're like, we're on vacation. So we stopped. What are we going to eat? Who cares? It's on vacation.
Yeah.
I mean, we just wanted to really just enjoy ourselves and just have a great time. And sometimes I think if we put those rules on vacation and we don't release ourselves to kind of, then we're just doing everything we normally do.
Yeah, no, it sounded really fun. And I know Tasha, who's in the home here with your two daughters walking around babysitting while Jacob's here in the studio, and our listeners that are maybe unfamiliar with our practice on each and every Wednesday, I have Pastor Jason Schiffo co-host the morning program with me. And in fact, next week, I think we're going to have Tasha in because recently, a week or so back, she was at that Hearts of Home conference.
Yeah.
So we're going to have her a part of the sharing time and introduce her to our radio listening family. And I know on your vacation, you're like, oh, Tasha, you need to save that for the morning program, and you need to share some of those glimpses, and, oh, let's talk about that on the air. So we're in for a real treat probably this next week.
Yeah, when she came back from Hearts at Home, it was really just a rich time. She'll share and she'll articulate that for you, so I don't want to give away any of it, but it was just really a rich time, and I had so much fun on the way back, I think it was, from the Creation Museum. She went over all her notes. We just sat there, and she went over the notes, and then we said, okay, now wait, that was great, that was the notes. Now, how do we apply it to our family?
Mm-hmm.
And so we were trying to take the takeaways and make some life change in our family. So that's really great. You know, sometimes I think that we go to places, whether it be a Hearts at Home, whether it be anywhere, we take great notes, we laugh, we sing, we do all that, but we don't come home and allow it to transform us. So if you come home from one of those types of things and you don't say, hey, how am I going to be different from this? You know, then I think you've kind of shortchanged yourself. Mm-hmm. Even, you know, tomorrow night you're going to have the concert. And I would say that, you know what, when you go to the concert, go and just maybe pray and say, hey, God, you know, what is it that you want me to hear differently, God? How is this music going to alter the way I think, or alter the way how is it going to change me? Holy Spirit, how are you going to use this time of worship, this concert? What are you going to do with it? You know what? I would challenge. How many tickets are for this thing?
Well, 1521 fills the whole capacity of the Virginia Theater.
So 2,100.
No, 1521. 1,521.
Oh, 1,521.
Yeah, whatever I said, I meant to say 1,521.
Well, I thought you would just say like 1,500.
Yeah. You know, I'm kind of concrete, so very precise.
When were you born? 1229.
Yeah, at that 3:47 a.m.
Were you in prison? But this would be my challenge to everybody. There's 1,500 seats in here. So if half of you would pray and say, God, how are you going to use this music to change somebody's life? God, how are you going to use this night tonight to make somebody's life take a turn, maybe go to the right or go to the left? God, what are you going to do here? Then you pray, God, change someone's life. You know, sometimes we think the gospel has to be, you know, here are the 10 steps to get closer to Jesus. You know what? Somebody may hear the gospel tomorrow night in a song. And I just think it would be great if we all took some time and prayed and said, God, use this concert to change someone's life. Imagine that I give you this challenge. You take the challenge and you're praying and another, you know, if half of you do it, 750 people roughly are praying, God, how are you going to use this? And then we heard one story about how God took this one song and brought somebody into salvation, into the kingdom. You know, Scripture says if one person declares this, that all of heaven rejoices.
Yeah, the angels rejoice before the throne room of God, I think, is one of the references.
Yeah. So you know what? Let's pray that together. Let's see it happen. And then you know what? We'll have great time at that concert, but then we'll stand in awe of all of heaven rejoicing over that one soul.
You know, some of the things that I learned through interviewing Steve Green, Twyla Paris, Wayne Watson, and Michael Card, they're all basically in their 50s, and they're all at turning points where they're just wanting to live life with newness, with more passion, more intentionality. It's just really kind of interesting. Maybe that's just what happens when you get to be in your 50s and you start thinking back, you know, maybe I've squandered some of my time or energy or effort, but they all are in vibrant learning stages or curves in their life. I marvel and was encouraged by how passionate they were, even though they've all been singing 30 plus years. They're just like just beginning. They're feeling like scratching the surface on things that they want to end well with and things that they're learning. So, yes, tomorrow night, if there are tickets still available, I encourage you to call the Virginia Theater to find out by calling 217-356-9063, 217-356-9063. That's for our community appreciation concert. Doors open at 6 p.m. Concert starts with the Singing Men of GNN about 6:10, and then Steve Green, Twyla Paris, Wayne Watson, and Michael Card will come on at 7 o'clock. And if you miss those interviews, they're all archived at greatnewsradio.org. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. We got to go. SRN News is up next. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.